when you see a story like this, are you shocked that this could happen?
I'm horrified. I immediately think about the stress that everyone involved has gone through and is going through.
Yeah, could you can you see how it can happen though, or from your point of view?
I can see how accidents happen. This one seems to be peculiar in the fact that it appears to have been a live round. Now, that's not necessarily the case. We haven't got enough information, but to go through one person and hit another person, it would almost certainly have to be a full-size projectile.
So there's a lot of different kind of boxes that need to be ticked. There's a lot of different, Ed said this earlier, a lot of different people involved in checking that every safety protocol is being followed.
Yes, absolutely. And of course, before you've got on set, you've gone and you've assessed the actors' capabilities with the firearm. You've gone through training with them to make sure that they look the part, that they understand the correct procedure. And of course, firearms handling changes with time. So someone doesn't handle something in a Wild West film like they do in a modern war film. The weapons handling styles are different. So you would train them to them, and you would train them about the onset safety. So, you know, when cut is called at the end of the scene, how they are to hold the firearm, what they are to do with it in case it is still loaded or something like that. So you go through those procedures with them. And so, then when it comes to firing, the first AD will say, you know, we're ready to fire. You then assess whether everyone is actually ready to fire. There isn't someone from makeup still checking the actor's makeup. There isn't someone wandering somewhere where they shouldn't be. And again, this is where the safety officer is quite important, because you get the safety officer and the ADs to make sure that people stay in their correct places and they aren't going to walk in front of the firearm while it's being used.
Yeah, there's so much. On this one, can I just say, from afar, look to you, it looks like a live round is in a gun where people thought, or Alec Baldwin would have thought, and the cinematographer would have thought it was a blank. That's what it looks like from a distance.
They may not have even thought it was loaded. Because it was a rehearsal. Now, yes, you do fire blanks in rehearsal so that everyone knows and everyone can see. But when you do that, you do it with the same safety precautions that you would if you were firing in the actual scene. So it's a perfect mimic of the scene. This firearm has obviously been pointed at the director and the DOP when it was discharged. Well, we would not do that.
Yeah, right. You wouldn't do that.
An Australian film.
No, you would never do that in an Australian film.
You may do it. Not so much the director. The DOP may be behind camera. You may be firing a blank towards camera, but you would have a series of safety precautions. And I would indicate to the DOP it was a blank before I loaded it into the firearm. As soon as there is someone in line with firing, your level of safety precautions have to go right through the roof.
Yeah.
Not that they aren't taken at all times, but you double check everything to make sure it's right.
Cost cutting, John, there's a little bit of talk around that could potentially have contributed here. Is that something you're seeing more and more in the industry?
That's without doubt a contributing factor. And that comes in on a whole pile of levels. In this case, it looks like everyone's been working far too many hours. Yeah. That's a cost-cutting thing. They're stressed. They're tired. They're probably not hired the best armourer they could get. I know her father. I don't know her.
24. No experience.
And we're getting that same thing here. I will say that we've got a situation in Australia where there is actually no qualification for being a theatrical armourer. I was a gunsmith, and that's how I ended up in the industry. The industry came looking for me to build and modify weapons and supply weapons. And it was much more wild and woolly when I got into the industry. We were using weapons handed by the standby props.
Yeah,
yeah, right. Yeah, have a look at this.
It's a wake-up call is what it is. Yes.
Well, I hope so, and that's why we're happy you're speaking to us.